It's our continuing coverage of Pella High basketball, powered by Hy-Vee, here with Blaine Forsyth, head of the girls' team, after their season ends 85-56 to Norwalk. And Coach, you knew Norwalk was very good coming in, and obviously have found an extra gear. And just early on from the get-go, offensively, they were able to find a lot of holes. Your thoughts about, A, your girls giving a great effort, but just running into a buzzsaw here tonight.
Yeah, you know, credit to Norwalk. They're an extremely talented team with some really high-level players. But can't say enough about our girls and the effort that they gave for the entire game, all 32 minutes. The growth that this team's made really since the end of last year until now is pretty remarkable. To be in this situation, to be in this position to play in the game to go to state speaks volumes about our seniors. Each one of them has brought so much to this program, and they just mean so much to me as their coach. And I'm, you know, can't wait to see what they do in the future. They each have bright futures beyond the basketball court, just as people, and the impact that they'll have in their communities and regions and you name it. So, just can't thank the seniors enough for everything that they've done.
Well, and that's right. Obviously, the end of the season comes for just one team in victory. Everybody else, they end in defeat. And this Warriors team, their top five, they might have the best top five in the entire state. What was it like preparing for them, and then your girls kind of catching just on their back foot? Offensively, it felt like you had a pretty good night. 56 points has won you a lot of games this year, but 85 from Norwalk, and they're just so balanced and just so hard to figure out.
Yeah, they are. You know, we tried a couple different things defensively, but it's tough to prepare for all their shooters and the people that are able to make plays for them. You know, and it's a quick turnaround from Saturday to Tuesday. You know, we played a tough Oski team, and then, you know, we needed to keep the scout simple as possible. You know, it's a high emotion game. There's a lot of thoughts going through heads and things like that. So keeping it simple so that we could execute it at a high level was important for us. You know, we lost shooters a couple times and maybe had a couple too many turnovers. But you know, yeah, they're a challenging team to prepare for, you know, with some high-level basketball players and athletes. Just makes it a challenge. But credit to our girls for continuing to fight in maybe one of our better offensive performances, minus a couple turnovers that we've had this year. But when a team scores 85 points, that makes it pretty challenging. So, again, credit to Norwalk for being able to score the basketball and getting it done on the offense and defensive end.
And this team, remarkable fight considering Cameron's been hurt most of the year. Katie Shuckle coming back from injury and re-injuring. Jenna had a mid-season injury, and having to have girls like Emma step up and really show what they're made of. Obviously, they couldn't just piece it all together in terms of health for just one night, but clearly this team fought through a lot to even get to this point.
Yeah, you know, we talked about one game's not going to define these girls, but what is going to define them is the impact they have on this world and the different things that they bring in that regard. And just, you know, we battled through adversity just like every team, and their response is going to, you know, put them in positions to be great coworkers, you know, friends, wives, moms, that, you know, all moms, everything like that. And so, for them to continue to battle through all the adversity throughout the year, for all of them to be in new roles from what they were last year, is pretty special. And those are the things that we're going to remember about this season and each of the five seniors, or six seniors, including our student coach. So,
here at Blaine Forsyth, head coach of the Pella girls basketball team, and you mentioned that senior class, and that's your first group that you told me last week when we talked, your first group of 4 years with the program, three regional finals, three 15-win seasons, and then, as you mentioned, the more profound impact and what they did off the court, especially with the care bag stuff that was organized by one of your seniors, Riley, and the other stuff. Obviously a group that I know you're going to miss sorely because it's that first.
Yeah, you know, it's tough not to get emotional, especially with that group that I've been with for 4 years. You know, continuing to buy into everything that we want to do as a program, they did just that. And, you know, our slogan this year was be together, and at the beginning of the year we probably weren't super connected and super together, but by the end of the year the emotions were real in the locker room because of how connected and how together this group was, and those are things that we'll remember for a really long time, and this group of seniors definitely left this program in a really good spot. They helped lay that foundation over the last 4 years, and you know, we're excited about what's to come. You know, that we had probably 15 or 16 girls in that locker room, and there's some programs across the state that don't have that many in their entire program. And you know, next year we're looking at 30 to 35 girls, 9-12, and I think, you know, we credit our seniors for that, the fun that they have on the court, how hard they work on the court, and the impact they're having in their classrooms and in their community makes people want to be a part of that. And they showed what Pella basketball is all about. And it took time. It took those 4 years to get there. But it's something that's special and something that we'll certainly look back years from now and certainly remember this senior class for a great 4 years.
You and I will get to do a season recap. I know then we'll get a chance to talk about the future of this program. That's head coach Blaine Forsyth following an 85-56 loss to Norwalk. Coach, appreciate your time. It was another fun run. And like I said, we'll get to do our season recap in a couple weeks.
Awesome. Thanks for all your coverage this year. You guys are awesome. So thanks a bunch.